Blackstone Audio presents The Eye of the Virgin by Frederick Ramsey. Chapter 1. Nail Polish Remover. The eye-watering reek of the acetone-based solvent assailed Louis Dacus the moment he opened the door. No matter how often you work with it, you never quite get used to the odor. It did not concern him, not at first anyway. He'd been painting a medium-sized Christ Pantocrator and was working in acrylics instead of egg tempera. One needed uninterrupted time, even leisure, to paint with the latter, a luxury he no longer enjoyed. This afternoon, running late, and as usual, he dashed out the door for his class after he'd rinsed his brushes in distilled water and then soaked the older ones in the solvent to break up the accumulated pigment at their base. Commercial nail polish remover was cheaper than straight acetone, and easier for him to acquire out here in the sticks. He couldn't remember if he'd put away the rag he used to wipe them. Must have forgotten. Even so, the odor seemed pretty strong. He leaned the icon, Eleusa, the Virgin of Tenderness, the topic of his lecture that day, which he'd been carrying under his arm against the door jamb, and stepped into the foyer. There was only the one small reading lamp alight in the room's corner next to a battered leather upholstered chair. Even so, its feeble light was sufficient to cause the glass shards littered across the carpet under his front window to glitter and attract his notice. Thin curtains fluttered in a brisk March evening breeze. Cold air pooled across the floor, and even though he'd just come in from the outside, he shivered. Several competing thoughts vied for his attention. He nudged the door closed and shook his head, trying to arrange them in some coherent fashion.